haven't been using any Coldplay rejoints since, like, everybody in the world's going.
Is
Ted
that
Johnson's
tonight?
Go. No, it's early next week.
Next Tuesday. Well,
but Alex Cora is going. Ted Johnson's going. Fitzy's. All the cool people are going.
Cool people are going.
I'll be going
home.
Cool
kids are going.
I may sell all my belongings.
Actually, Stiz, I got an update from Hubstub or whatever the one that doesn't sponsor us. Ticket prices are dropping.
Ooh,
of course they are.
I mean, if you go to Gillette and wait for the concert to start, like 5-10 minutes, you'll get in there for pretty short money.
You know what? I buy because I don't have to sweat it out.
Right.
Yeah.
You also are bringing people, correct?
Right.
It's one thing if you just want to go and sweat it out for you, but you can't bring family, friends, kids, and be like,
on the fly.
What we're going to do is wait to see if tickets drop. And if they don't, we're going to turn around and go home.
You didn't grow up in the Grammy household,
Just going to go to a bar up there and like bring one of those gramophone style big listeners, like, see, kids, we can all listen.
You know what the cherry on top of that just tough kind of bill to pay was when you finally buy the tickets? Was
the fees.
Well, that is just that
robbery.
Yes, but it's now you need parking, then you say you look. Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Parking is $130.
Oh my God,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, and that's in Rentham.
They're not.
Oh man, I couldn't believe that.
You don't have any buddies where you can just park in their lawn somewhere down there.
Yeah, I'm sure I do, but you
just
know,
ditch the car and hop through the woods.
I've been out of the game for 18 years, bro. You know, so there's. Well,
you're
time
Ted
passes.
Frickin' Johnson.
Yeah, I'll just go down there and, hey, let my ass in. Don't you know who I am?
You know what, actually? Yeah. You know, Ted, put the tickets up for sale now. Get that couple $1,000 back. Stiz.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. Look at the stars.
Yeah, we'll sing it.
Nope. We're not
doing
that.
Not the same. Not feeling the same way.
All right, Ted. So this is something we know you're pretty passionate about. The NFL, the NFLPA, players' treatment and contracts, guaranteed contracts. This came out. Pablo Torre got some information. He and Mike Florio joked that they raced to try to get it.
Yeah.
They had kind of heard wind that this existed, but didn't have the document. It was a 61-page reply from an arbiter about a collusion case stemming from Deshaun Watson's contract guaranteed with the Browns. Shortly thereafter, Roger Goodell reportedly, allegedly, I don't know what I have to say to cover my butt, told owners that we're going to try to keep guarantees down in quarterback contracts. We're not going down the road of fully guaranteed contracts like Deshaun Watson. Then there was a ruling on this. And your Players Association, which you used to be a member of.
Well, theoretically, I still am.
Okay, you're still a member.
But, yeah. I'm not paying dues anymore. But.
They agreed to keep this quiet. This was not revealed to their players. And is that fair? Did I get that all kind of basically right?
That part is right.
So the setup is Pablo Torre has this information. He's been pushing it. We did have a news update before you get to the audio.
Okay.
Conveniently, the NFLPA has now filed an appeal of the decision. Now that the information is public, they have filed an appeal. And they said in their statement, the appeal is a reflection of our obligation to enforce the CBA and our commitment to protecting our players' interests.
You know what my favorite part of this? And I don't know if this is a big story. We probably won't talk about this because the part about what I've learned through the concussion stuff is that people don't really care about how the sausage is made and if players aren't getting guaranteed contracts or, hey, oh, football, it's dangerous. Oh, wow. You know, that's – you didn't know that? And so you don't get a lot of – if the fans don't care about it, there's no pressure on the NFL to do anything about it. You said other than our union, which has never been to me a well kind of led union. And that's saying it kindly in my opinion. But just to kind of put a bow on what Andy's saying, this was the NFL Players Association in 2003. They alleged collusion among the NFL owners to suppress the market for fully guaranteed contracts for top quarterbacks. After that landmark Deshaun Watson contract in 2022. That's basically what it is.
And the arbitrator ruled they did collude, essentially, but there was like a non-finding because he couldn't prove that it affected contracts.
This is how it's worked. They found that the NFL encouraged teams to limit guarantees.
Right.
But there was no collusion.
They couldn't find the evidence of it.
Great. So they encouraged you to limit what you spent, but it wasn't collusion.
Right.
Okay.
Which is weird.
It's, you know, there's
very
a fine
weird.
Line there. But this is Pablo Torre talking to Mike Florio, kind of setting it up, telling you kind of really what the whole case is about. It's about a minute long, so hang in there. But I think he does a good job of kind of encapsulating what this collusion case is all about.
And this secret document is the story of the National Football League Players Association versus the National Football League, a case brought by the union before an independent judicial arbitrator. And it is rooted in a defining power imbalance in American sports. Because in the NFL, unlike the NBA and NHL and MLB, NFL teams pretty much never do guaranteed contracts, even for star players, which is why almost all of the contract numbers that you'll hear are probably fake. Like, if a team cuts a guy, they don't have to pay the full value of that deal that they announced. But what the NFLPA did in 2022 was allege that the NFL's overall aversion to guarantees was no coincidence. The union argued, in fact, that it was the product of collusion, meaning that billionaire team owners had illegally conspired with the league office against almost 600 veteran players.
Quick aside, Pablo Torre needs a podcast double or Milli Vanilli. His information's phenomenal. He's clearly a great reporter. I hate listening to him. He annoys the hell out of me, his voice and his...
Smarmy kind of thing?
Yeah, it's definitely
sort of
smarmy.
Sounds like,
okay.
I know something. You
yeah,
know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care
okay.
for it. I mean, you're doing...
Okay. Just blew
$600. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Be easy. You're doing a podcast about football, whatever. Like, you don't need to sound...
Don't take yourself so seriously.
Okay, so just another quote I came across here, Ted, about this topic.
Yeah.
So not only have they now filed an appeal.
Mm-hmm.
They filed an appeal. Why? Did they file an appeal to help their players, or did they file an appeal because they got caught covering this up? One could argue they got caught covering this up, and now they need to file an appeal.
Yeah,
right.
I hope that's what it is. I hope that the rank and file of the NFL players went to their union reps and said, "Are you kidding me? Our own union wants
right."
And this is the best part of the NFL. I love the NFL. Like, they don't give two F's, three F's at all. They actually want the NFLPA to pay for their lawyers.
Yeah,
the NFL's lawyers. After this case, well, they ruled against you, NFLPA. So now you got to pay we want you to pay for all of our right. lawyer fees.
It's unbelievable.
They're shameless. They're saying, but this is one of the letters that was written from the NFL to all the NFL teams about. It basically says this: of course, all clubs must make their own decisions, but continuing these trends can handcuff a club in the future. Like. They're basically telling you.
Don't do this,
guys. It says, lastly, if guarantees continue, this is an NFL letter to NFL teams. If guarantees continue to grow in both amount and number of players, then there is a risk that they become the norm in contracts, regardless of a player's quality. That not only has the potential to hinder roster management, but set a market standard that will be difficult to walk back. Of course, all clubs must make their own decisions.
Right.
But continuing these trends can handcuff a club in their future. It's not collusion, but it's they're also just kind of letting you know that this is going to lead to problems if you continue this behavior.
Okay, you know what that is? That's not collusion. That's bullying. That's bordering on like racketeering.
Mandating.
Like you're yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
no,
the fact that you're
collusion.
Like you're leaning it's on collusion. Them saying like you probably should, and of course we're not telling you can't, but it would really be a bad idea. And who among us in this room, wherever you were when you found out about the deal, I remember I was sitting in this very room when that came out 3 years ago, brag, thanks, Diz. Who didn't think, oh, this is going to screw the NFL so bad?
Sure, but
this
not
deal
really.
Is going to screw everything
it
up.
It doesn't really screw
Nothing
them. You know what it does?
NFL.
But you know what it does?
Well, no, because then this
it brings
happens,
them up to the 2025 sports
nothing
world.
Happen. Nothing will come of this.
Did you pay attention to the Milwaukee Bucks? They just cut Dame Lillard, but they have to pay him 2 more years at $57 million per year. The NFL is the only one that gets away with this crap. Mm-hmm. All the other leagues are already in this world where, yes, it is financially detrimental or whatever words they want to use. It's called modern sports business. It's how contracts work.
Why do they have such a high profit margin?
Yeah.
Oh,
because they
don't
bully
pay
them.
Anybody. Yeah,
so,
they bully everybody.
You may not even remember this. To prove your point about the NFL getting away with whatever the hell they want to get away with, the year before a lockout or the end of a CBA is an uncapped year. It always had been. It was supposed to be like a poison pill or like make people scared of getting there because all hell will break loose.
To encourage coming to the table and
Correct.
Getting to agreement. Yeah.
So the last time that happened, the CBA ran out. The year before was an uncapped year. The Dallas Cowboys treated it as an uncapped year. After they wrote a new CBA, you know what they went back and retroactively did? penalized the Dallas Cowboys for treating it as an uncapped year, even though it was written in the CBA that it was an uncapped year.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want.
Anything they want.
Anything they want. And I don't know if you're familiar, Ted, with this. So Peter Ginsburg is a lawyer who is works for Moskowitz, Colson, Ginsburg, and Shulman. Mm-hmm. Apparently a law firm that represents a lot of NFL players has in various issues over the years. He's quoted in this story that as the head of the union, Lloyd Howell, who's under a lot of scrutiny these days for a lot of things, has an obligation to protect the best interests of the players, Ginsburg said. By agreeing to a confidentiality agreement, the union purposefully blocked the players from receiving crucial information about the operations of the NFL. Mm-hmm. The NFL and the union should not be conspiring together to keep important information from the players.
Mm-hmm. God bless them.
Right there, why is Lloyd Howell still running the NFLPA?
Not for long, I hope.
How could he possibly be? Because the other issues that I don't know enough about is he's a paid consultant for some other firms. He's also Clark, the former Red Sox first baseman,
Tony Clark,
who's the head of the MLBPA.
Not Will Clark.
Nope. I don't think he's cut out for that business. They both are they're getting kickbacks from this organization they started. I don't think Lloyd Howell is going to make it through the year with the NFLPA, and that's a different topic for a different day.
And he hasn't been in that position very long.
No, and it doesn't seem like he's cut out for it.
Talk about a thankless job. You just constantly charge up the hill and lose every single time.
Is that the players underneath them aren't closely watching.
They just want their paycheck.
They just want their paycheck, and they're not going to be here very long because it's a finite amount of time you can play football, and so you never get any real strong leadership in the NFLPA union because of all the transient nature of the business.
Andy, I apologize. When you were speaking, you were saying, I don't think Lloyd Howell is going to last very long.
Yeah.
I missed, did you include the fact that there's just recently been a petition filed to remove him?
Oh, I didn't know there was a petition. He's been under scrutiny for
a while. According to Pro Football Talk, Ted, this is their latest headline, just breaking. Petition emerges to remove Lloyd Howell as NFLPA executive director.
Yeah, he ain't going to be around long.
Yeah.
But he made good money while he was. Contracts, huh? Yeah, maybe we move.
He ain't here for a long time. Nope. But he was here for a good time, and I bet you his bank account is, as long as he didn't actually break any laws and get any prison time, I think he's going to leave this with some nice coin in the bank. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to talk football. We'll take your call, 617-779-7937. Do you care that the NFL is colluding against its players? That, hell, the NFLPA is essentially colluding against its own players with non-declaration acts and all those things. But we're also going to talk Patriots. Fitzy brought it up in his three-point stance. You have Christian Gonzalez as a potential, defensive player of the year candidate. Where do you think the Patriots secondary as a whole ranks among the NFL? We've talked about it. A lot of positions, they don't rank very high. The secondary is one that actually sounds pretty good. PFF ranks them pretty high. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.